it is actually Ken's 46th birthday. I'll just ask some questions. He'll just answer them off the cuff. He has no idea what I've got written down here. She had her birthday.
Hey.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is our Wednesday video. And typically, again, I would not be here, but somebody is still not quite feeling that well. So I'm going to be filling in the gaps.
Yeah. So, you know, when you do regular YouTube videos, you can't hide because you're always coming back again and again and again and again. And so if you're feeling under the weather, everyone's going to know. And so I'm fine. I just need a little bit of time. But you can offer up a prayer for the Yasinski family if you want.
Honestly, what I think it is like he works super, super hard all Lent. And then, you know, we go away for Easter weekend. And then, you know, you kind of let down your guard and you get sick. Yeah. It's happened to me so many times in my life. And I feel like that's what happened to you. So on Tuesday, when we're recording this video, it is actually Ken's 46th birthday. Happy birthday, Ken.
Thank you.
So today we thought we would, just to make this a little easier on him... I'll just ask some questions and he'll just answer them off the cuff. He has no idea what I've got written down here. Okay, first question. What's your favorite pizza?
Pirate's Pizza, barbecue chicken.
What are the blessings? Because you came from a family with seven children. What are the blessings of coming from a large family?
I haven't thought about it. I just look back at my childhood and I think it was just so blessed. Like there's nothing I would change. So it was all good. I don't know anything different. The advantage of, I guess, a larger family being the oldest of seven is that you always have someone to play with. You're building memories more together as a family. I think we did more family events, things together because we're so big. I think looking back at it now, I can see there's a great blessing to have a large family because you have more opportunities to grow in virtue. Because you're part of a bigger unit, you can't think about yourself and it forces you to sacrifice for other people in the family. Whereas if you're one or two children, that doesn't happen as naturally.
Because you were the oldest, did you find it difficult in your teen years? Like, did you feel like you weren't able to do certain things because you had your family had to tend to the little ones or...
I don't have a single memory of thinking that.
I think you also just don't have a single memory of your childhood. No, you know, I'm kidding.
Even yesterday's a tough day. I barely remember yesterday.
Something we often joke about is how Ken just doesn't have that great of a memory.
I'm just in the moment, friends. It's just you and me and Janelle. That's it. That's all that life is.
Okay. Something that your father and mother did that you model today.
Family prayer. Growing up, every evening before we'd go to bed, Dad would gather seven kids into the family room and Mom, and we would pray, and specifically the rosary. And that was something that was a blessing to us. Looking back, I didn't always like that at the time, but that's something that we model as our family. Mm-hmm. That's something. The other thing that comes to my mind is my dad's positivity. And my dad is one of the most positive people I know. I don't know how he does it, but I've never really heard him complain. I'm sure he has in his life, but that's the actual truth. I've never heard my dad complain about something. And I had a conversation with him quite a while back when I realized this. And I said, Dad, you don't complain much. You know, I've never really heard you complain. And he said, at an early age, I found nobody rewards you for complaining. Now, that's a really beautiful thing, the great virtue in my dad's life, great gratitude, I think. Now, do I model that? You know that the truth is no, because I complain sometimes, right? So I'm not perfect with that. But if I could model something better from my parents, it would be my dad's mindset regarding being grateful. And if I look at my mom, she has a great gift of hospitality. Like growing up, our door seemed to be always open for other kids to come over, whether it be cousins or friends. And so it was a busy home with seven kids and then often other kids as well. And so I recognized that in my mom. And that habit, I feel like, has continued in our family. Not so much through me, but through you. You know, we have many people who will come into our home to share a meal with us. We're currently in a rental property right now. We have sold our house, looking to build in the future. Hopefully soon. But in our previous home, it was set up more for hosting. And so that was something that we did a lot in our home, is have people over, particularly say the rosary together and then share a meal.
So what has been something small that is sort of like a grain of sand in your shoe. Doesn't seem like a big deal. It's always kind of there. And after a while, it just, you can see how over the years, you should have just gotten rid of the grain.
Sometimes I feel like I got the whole beach in my shoe.
Oh. I was probably trying to wish you happy birthday.
FaceTime.
Hey. Happy birthday,
Dan. Hey, thank you, Dan. Hey, Father. Holy moly.
Lord, I've done you. Happy birthday.
Oh, Father. You guys are looking good.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Oh, yes. My, Father.
And Father. Think.
Happy birthday,
Ken. Oh, wow. You're in quality company right now.
Hello.
Thank you, Father. So. Thanks for the call, Dan.
But I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
The grain of sand. You feel like there's a beach in your shoe.
I think one of the things that is a great flaw is my desire always to want perfection. That demand of myself, I feel like I don't put it on too many people. I don't know if you can.
I don't feel that. Okay. I don't feel like you don't put it on me.
But when I look at the world and I look at situations and I look at things and I just want them to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And when they aren't, then it aggravates me. Because I want this perfection in life. But really, what I have to understand is that I want heaven. Mm-hmm. And in life, it's not going to be perfect. There's always going to be deficiencies. We live in a fallen world. And so that's why sometimes I think it's more than just a grain of sand, but there is a whole beach in my shoe sometimes. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the grain of sand in the shoe, I mean, they're important to deal with because, you know, when you're on a long hike and you have a grain of sand and you're hiking up a mountain, it's the grain of sand that defeats you and not the mountain. Because a step over a long period of time begins to wear at your soul. Mm-hmm. So those little imperfections, that's one of mine. I got to check that.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing I think for us to remember too is like Christ utilized so many imperfect people, you know, to build his church. That always helps me to remember if I feel frustrated or disappointed in, you know, in myself or in other people, that nobody is perfect. And but God's grace will kind of meet all of our insufficiencies, right? What is something non-monetary that you wish you had more of?
Peace. That's simple. Oh, just that would be it.
Yeah.
Because I recognize if I'm not at peace, I will communicate my distress to the people around me. Mm-hmm. So it affects our whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I part of that, I'm going to be honest, it might be a little bit of selfish. I just want to be more peaceful interiorly. Like I think it's nicer to be more peaceful. Mm-hmm. But there's harmful effects to the people around us when we're not.
Right. So what do you think has helped you to find more peace? Are you still working on that?
Well, I think the last 2 years have been extremely agitating for me. And you know that. We haven't talked too much about it on camera. Don't want to get into more than saying that, but I've been extremely agitated and just prayer. You know, I don't know if I really have a big solution other than just like I'm still working through that. Mm-hmm. It's just going to God consistently in prayer, going to confession consistently, recognizing my pride and my judgments on situations and just doing the best. Sometimes I don't have any more solutions than that.
Mm-hmm. And even just sitting in the blessed, in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Yeah, what? I have had great moments of consolation mm-hmm. before the Blessed Sacrament in these last 2 years, for sure. And I think something else that has helped is having quiet when all the kids go to bed, and you, mm-hmm. and I'm just quiet at the end of the day and place my heart and mind on God. I need that solitude.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. You take it at night. I take it in the morning. Yeah. Okay. Next question. What is the greatest lesson that you learned just in this last year?
Not to outsource your thinking to other people. To form your own conscience. Because at the end, when you stand before God, it's like, what has God shown you? to be true. And it doesn't. And then, and I think that's been incredibly important for me in this last year. The things I believe about the world and decisions we've made as a family, I have not outsourced those things to other people. I take full responsibility for that. And I'm glad. I think before I would trust a little bit more of those.
In different leadership positions. In different
leadership roles. And not that I don't trust, but now I ask, when someone says something, I ask the question, is that true? Is that true? I think that's a really important question to ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is sort of a not as serious. What's your favorite alcoholic drink?
Oh, come on.
You can share. He doesn't drink regularly. It's not an issue in our home. But you do like to have a drink from time to time.
My favorite one is a Negroni. Yeah, ooh. that's my favorite one.
I think I took a sip of that once and it was like horrible.
Contains gin, Campari, and vermouth.
Mm-hmm. And you learned it from a priest.
Yes. Father, thank you if you're watching out there.
What fills your cup?
Spending time with you.
Oh.
Our coffee dates. I really enjoy that.
Me too.
Sitting on the couch by ourselves with the coffee in our hands. Or...
it doesn't happen too often.
No. Oh, that's why we need our coffee dates or our dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one time we had a date recently. We were going out to a restaurant and we realized we don't have time to go to a restaurant and then pick up the kids from the school that they go to 2 days a week. So we got a coffee and we just
sat in the vehicle.
Sat in the vehicle and drank our coffee together. And I enjoy that.
Yeah, me too.
And you guys fill up my cup. Really appreciate everyone who watches on YouTube, who tunes in. We wanted to come today just to give you something because we said we would show up once a week. And so I want to keep our word at that. And we appreciate you watching. We appreciate you tuning in, whether we feel good or not, through all our different series. But it's a real joy that fills my cup up to serve you and to hear your stories and your comments. And so we really appreciate it, whether you watch on YouTube or on Facebook or through our mailing list. Thank you.